a lot of people come to us to get advice on how to fix their development issues. And more often than not, you know, their existing team setup just isn't senior enough. That happens. But sometimes you, the founder, CEO, or product lead, or project manager, or whatever it might be, don't exactly make it easy for the product team. And so today, we'll talk about some of the things that you may be doing wrong, and of course, how you can start to improve that. Also, stick around to find out how we are helping founders get better at running productive development teams. What are some of the things that might affect your collaboration, either with individual developers or with a software house? At a high level, these are, firstly, ever-changing plans or features, right? Of course, ideally, you have a 6 to 12 month roadmap and everything, and you know exactly what you'll be doing in 10 years, but we all know that's not how it works, and that's not how reality works. But there's nothing worse than changing your mind every 2 weeks, and that leaves especially remote people, of course, fairly clueless a lot of times and what they're actually supposed to do, what's the underlying goal of the tasks that you're giving, and thus they have a very hard time to actually make decisions on their own on what to do. The second thing that sort of leads into this is a lack of concrete documentation. If you don't have that sort of documentation, or you don't exactly tell people what they're supposed to do, especially with changing plans, right? The more context a team has through understanding your goals, your pain points, your customers, all of that, the less you need to document, right? Because they have more context to operate on their own. But the less they have, the more you need to specify, okay, this is what we're doing today. That's why that is. And this is the business goal slash a user goal behind that. For example, obviously the best example here is a user story. If you write user stories, that user story contains all of that key pieces of information, which again leads me to the next point, is not sharing business info and background on users, goals, roles, personas, all of that. Just say, I want this feature, does that button, and when you click it, it does that. It's great, but it's, again, not giving background on your users or on your business goals, on the personas, on the user journeys, on the high level things that keep your business together, because with that, every single person, whether they're a freelancer, in-house, software house, doesn't matter, they will be able to work better. So the next thing that you can do to make it really tough for people is to just only hop on calls, explain things, expect work to be done, move away, and come back at some point. That usually leaves people with not enough context, not clear enough directions. So calls are great to brainstorm, right? But they don't replace documentation or working together on things, on designs, on mock-ups. That also needs to be done together. Lastly, if you don't keep your finger on the pulse, if you will, not necessarily micromanaging, that's not it, but having an accountability process, having a process to check in, having project management in place is crucial to get things done. Oh, and one more thing, if you are never available and reply late to questions, guilty of that. My team will be very much aware of that, but it is one of the things that makes it hard to work with you, especially at an early time. I think, you, again, the more context your team has, the less questions they will have, but especially early on, if it's a new developer, a new software house, a new set of new strategy, you need to be there to provide relevant context all the time. So how do you fix and improve that? So first of all, you need to implement a robust product process. And that's not a project management or software development process. That's a process how to decide what are we building and in what order, right? Essentially build a roadmap, build documentation prototypes from there, and then feed that into your backlog. With that, you can learn on how to improve documentation, learn how to do user stories, learn how to do wireframes, user journeys, all of that. Carve out and block some time in your calendar to do the necessary sort of product management. Don't make long-term product decisions if you're not able to keep them. It's fine to have a vision and then, you know, our mission to change that perhaps, but having a very detailed 12-month plan, if you can't stick to that, it's probably not the best idea. Rather, you can then focus on the next three sprints or the next quarter, try to really align on a goal here and stick to that. The next thing you need to do is have a clear owner, within your company who's responsible for delivering the product. Even if you work with a software house, or especially if you work with a software house, there needs to be that one dedicated point of contact, say a product manager, if you will, that role, product owner. If required, coach that person on documentation, project management, things like that. But it needs to be that one person whose job it is to make sure a product gets delivered. Because if that person does not exist, if that's on you as the founder and you're super busy, then things usually become very hard. You can consider hiring a product consultant, professional CPO, or dedicated product manager. We know clients who have gone from complete chaos to straight effective development just by filling the product lead position. And that really leads me to, well, if you want to get better in running your development team, there's a couple things you can do. Number one, subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We release these weekly videos on our newsletter, also more longer talks and in-depth content, videos, templates, all of that to help you get better at managing and understanding product teams. And every founder, however technical, wants to get a place where they don't have to micromanage everything and focus on growth. And so this is where oftentimes we advise our clients to hire a fractional CTO, a fractional CPO. You know, you get to leverage a truly experienced person's knowledge for a fraction of hiring somebody like that full time, which really expensive. And you can also get training or observe some of the best practices, coaching in-house persons, really valuable, a couple hours a week even, usually do a lot of good. That's what you can do by working with a fractional consultant. Of those, we obviously have a big network. So if you need somebody really qualified, we go through a quick workshop, find out who's the right fit, and you're on your way to go. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments, send us an email. We're happy to answer them in a new video. Thank you so much.